Unit 11. Focus on listening 1. Exercise 3.
Good morning and welcome to this month's Small Business Club meeting. I'm very pleased to welcome Amy Lynn, who owns and runs a catering business in the local area. She's going to talk to us today about the pleasures of running her own business. Amy.
Thank you very much. Now, I started my business 2 years ago, selling very high-quality ready-made meals using all organic ingredients sourced from the local area. And I have to say, it has been the happiest time of my life, with sales doing extremely well. I've had to work very hard, and this has meant a rather limited social life. But I really value the fact that I'm my own boss and I can decide what I do, you know, when I think I'm ready to try something new and creative and when to continue with what I'm doing and so forth. Now, I got the idea to produce these dishes when I was visiting a local supermarket and I looked at what was on offer in the ready meals section. Lots of low quality, unhealthy packs. And I thought, I could do so much better. I discussed it with friends. Some of them thought it was a great idea, and others thought there wouldn't be a big enough market for such expensive products. But I went ahead with my idea anyway. And as I say, it's been very successful. At the moment, I employ 2 people. One to help me with the actual preparation and cooking, and the other to work on the financial side, doing invoices and accounts and marketing. My business is expanding, but I'm not ready to employ anybody new just yet. At the moment, I'm negotiating with a local organic farmer who would like to sell my meals at his farm shop. We've already agreed that I will sell in his shop in the new year, but I just don't know how much. It probably won't be enormous. My sales in total at the moment are only about £7,000 a month. And at least for the next few months, I don't plan on increasing that. I think the thing which will make me take on new staff is if I just feel too exhausted and stop enjoying what I'm doing. And plans for the long-term future are a little vague at the moment. I've been thinking that in a couple of years' time, I'll start to sell on the internet. My sales will increase quite a bit. I won't advertise because that might mean I would expand so fast that I couldn't continue to use all organic ingredients. And I'm very anxious to go on doing that. But I think I'll need a bigger kitchen and packing area, otherwise we'll get very cramped.